In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Boy, I used to love watching me some wrestling when I was growing up.
Oh no,
I was in junior high. My favorite was JYD, the Junkyard Dog.
The Junkyard Dog. Right.
He had Thump right across his tights.
Hey, ain't nothing worse than a Junkyard Dog, boys. They mean.
I had the old.
He had Thump right.
I remember when TV trays were still a thing. I had the old TV tray that had like who was on that thing? The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh yeah.
The Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man.
I can't remember who all was on that thing, but it was fantastic. I sit there in front of the TV with my food on my TV tray. Ain't no wonder I was shopping in the Husky section.
Oh, no. Look, I remember coming in on leave and talking to Phil, Jace, Willie, and Jep, and they was into wrestling big time.
Oh, they was into it, huh?
Of course
oh,
yeah. They were.
And then I told them, I said, y'all watch that fake junk? And they jumped up and told me, you talking about, what are you talking about, fake? You know, I said, Jason, you know, got in my face. He was, y'all, no. And I said, Jason, I said, I'll tell you what, let's do. I said, let's go.
How old was Jason at this time?
He was a teenager. But anyway, I said, Jason, I said, here's the deal. I said, I watch this wrestling every once in a while, too. I said, but let me just tell you the deal. I said, if I get up on the third rope in a ring and you're on the mat, and I bail off and I land with my knee in your chest. I said, you're going one to two places. I said, you're not going to get up and win the match with me. I said, you're fixing to go in the ground because I killed you. Or you're going to the hospital and you're going to need surgery.
Spoiler alert for all you listeners at home that think wrestling is real.
There's some acting involved.
Si just took
No. Alert. Hey, now don't get me wrong. They are the greatest stuntmen in the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way you got to look at wrestling. So okay. You don't look at it as wrestling. Well, you look at it like a form of entertainment.
Yeah. It's a male soap opera.
And they are entertainers. Well, I mean,
they are, okay, because I just said, okay, they're the greatest stuntmen in the world.
Some of those old interviews from back in the day when the Four Horsemen, old Ric Flair, and then you got old the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, talking about hard times, baby.
You're sounding like a big old now. That is usually former coach.
You people listen, if you've never seen Dusty Rhodes talking about hard times, do yourself a huge favor. Get on YouTube and type in Dusty Rhodes hard times.
Dusty Rhodes. I've never seen that.
Do yourself a favor, son.
Stone named his favorite deer after him.
I sure did. Dusty Bottom. By the way, I'm going after him Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Saturday morning.
Dusty Bottom.
Oh, I have seen this.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, him and Ric Flair going back and forth is some of the best entertainment you'll ever see.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of entertainment, Si, you were telling us before we got started about some entertainment. What happened on your last rig?
Look, I was with Dogs of War in Spring Hill, Tennessee this
What's
weekend.
That?
That's Vets. Okay. We was having an event to raise money to help Vets. And the entertainment was three young ladies from Mississippi, Soul Sisters, and they sang two songs, the National Anthem and I'll Gladly Stand Up Next to You by Lee Greenwood. Okay.
Proud to be an American.
Yeah,
for
proud
those
to
of
be
you
an
looking
American.
For that song.
Yeah.
Isn't it God Bless the USA?
Yeah. I don't know what the title is. All I remember, that's one of the lines, is He'll Gladly Stand Up Next
I'm
to You.
I actually don't know the name of the song.
Well,
now.
I don't either. Okay, but look, they sang them two songs, and I told them, I said, hey, y'all got it going on. I said, because right now a barber could take his clippers and actually shave the goosebumps off of my body and get a bushel basket full.
What just happened? I said,
Now, that would be sold in the weird parts of eBay.
Well, no.
A bushel basket of goosebumps.
They're called Chapel Heart.
I'm
okay.
Serious. There's
if you get a chance, they're in Dallas this weekend. Yeah, coming up. So if you get a chance to hear them, go see them because they are wonderful. What? I do not know where in Dallas, but they're in Dallas.
What's their names?
Yeah. Chapel Heart.
Chapel Heart. Chapel they're from Heart. Mississippi.
And they're three ladies from Mississippi, and they, hey, they can sing.
Well, that's good.
And they got a Wikipedia
I hope they have about number, you know, 10 number one hits. I really do, because they deserve it. They got it going on.
Huh. Well, that's good. Hey, somebody that can sing, that's a talent.
Oh, it is.
That's a real talent.
And all three of them are talented.
That's good.
They're really a country are. Trio?
Is that what they are?
Yeah, I found their website and everything.
Well, hey, one of the songs is You Can Have Him, Jolene. And they've got a video that goes with it.
So Dolly begged Jolene not to take him. Yeah, she said, no, you
can have
him.
And they say, you can have him. We don't want him anymore. So it's actually pretty cool. Them girls can really sing, though.
Okay. That's good.
And they are on stage entertainers.
So they made it worth the trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you sing anything with them?
No.
Please don't.
No. I let the professional do that.
You are a professional.
You're a platinum recording artist.
Hey, look. No, that's funny.
That is funny.
It is funny.
And it's true.
No, because I was asking him about, what you got on your resume? And I was saying, hey, I'm not no singer.
I ain't got nothing. My first album went platinum.
Yeah,
then
Marsha and Bridget said, he ain't got no resume. He's got a platinum record, and guess where he's at? And they all said, well, where's it at? And I said, it's laying on the floor collecting dust back in a closet.
Yeah, just to be clear, he did not sing on that platinum record. He talked,
yes, I did.
Which is what he's good at.
I sung.
On the Christmas album?
Yeah, I sang. I sang two or three songs on that, son.
Okay. My bad.
I was the Grinch.
Oh, that's right. I remember the Grinch song.
That's
ain't quite as good as me and my smoking hot honey. But,
Know. Well, no. Hey, look, the lady in Tennessee—that's her favorite song of mine.
Was it me and my smoking hot honey?
Me and my smoking hot honey with Keith Brooks.
That's why I went platinum.
That's your song. You want to sing us out to our first break?
Nope.
I'm so confused.
Well, let's take our first break.
That's right. We'll take a confused break.
It's God Bless the USA.
God Bless the USA.
The title. Yeah. But everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm proud to be an American.
He said that song, you know, Stand Up Next to You.
Yeah. Well,
he picked the most obscure line in the whole
thing.
What's
the title of it?
God Bless the USA.
And everybody knew what he was talking about when he said,
two by four Duncan.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Johnny Day, if you was a wrestler.
Uh-oh.
What would be your finishing move?
You know, it's funny. On the last episode, we talked about our walkout song.
Yep.
And I was the only one with a good one. My finishing move.
Whoa.
I told it. Godwin had a good one.
I mean, be original, though. People have walked out to
Si was
the tiger.
Rose has a thorn.
Every rose.
I had another one, but I couldn't remember the name of it.
Anyways.
Oh, going out in a blaze of glory.
Blaze of glory.
That's what it was. I just remember.
Is that just part of the song, or is that the name of it?
Yeah. No. Hey, that would be something good to come out in
the
rain.
That's a decent one.
I'm fixing to take you out.
But he just copied my Bon Jovi.
Hey, I'm going to take you out and go out in a blaze of glory when I do it.
Yeah, but you just inferred that you're going to be going out.
No, I'm going to take him out in a blaze of glory.
So your finishing move would be called, like, The fireball.
Yeah.
Or something.
I would do like
a flamethrower.
Yeah, I'm finna blow you up, dude.
I would do
what
like.
What would your name be?
And the mask.
That's
what?
Easy.
Size name?
Yeah.
The What's name? His name?
It's got to start with psychotic, right?
Oh, no. Psycho Psy. Yeah.
Well, that ain't bad. Psycho Psy.
I think you should go as the Black Panther.
No. There you go. That one's taken by a superhero.
Then I'd have to walk out and have to have claws.
There you just go. Had,
first right. thing I do is I draw blood.
And we could go get that panther yeah. back from the
that
zoo.
That would be what I would go
and
out.
Walk it with you.
It'd just be a streak right down his chest of just blood.
Well, there used to be a wrestling family called the Von Erichs. They were famous for the claw. Remember that, Martin?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. That must have been before my
it
time.
Was a, the, it was some kind of claw move. They just put their hand on their face like this.
And just claw it down.
Then somehow or another, that would knock them out.
They just finally
the iron
out.
Claw.
They would just finally yeah. make
Kerry
it down to
Von, Kerry Von Erich was the most famous of the Von Erichs.
They sound like out of Vans.
You watched a lot of wrestling.
Oh, I watched a lot of wrestling.
My finishing move would be like a cannonball from the top ropes. And you scream cannonball.
And you so is that your name?
Like you're doing a poo. Like you're doing a poo.
That's cannonball.
Not a bad name.
Cannonball from the top rope. Well, you would have to be able to climb to the top rope to pull that off.
I can climb to
You know what, Si? I'm going to go on record as saying I'm proud of Johnny D.
What has he done that make you that proud?
Well, yesterday.
Oh, it hurts still. My abs hurt today.
He came to the House of Pain, and he finished 2 3-minute rounds strong.
I'll hurt that, you.
In other words, it's actually doing you good.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing body armor and I was holding the mitts. And he finished that last round strong. Oh. So his gas tank is about 10 gallons heavier than it used to be.
Okay.
And I'm about 20 pounds lighter than I used to. I've lost 20 since, well,
yep.
good work.
Since July.
Good work.
Si, check that flank. See
don't,
if it's still
no,
there.
The flank's still there.
Oh, that flank stack is still flabby.
I'd still don't touch me. Don't touch me, old man. He's taught me how to punch. Get out of there.
Yeah, you still soft, son. You got a long way to go.
I got a long way to go. Yeah. But I'm down to 2. I'm below my driver's license weight, which is, I think,
incredible.
Important.
Look, I feel confident that he has made a permanent lifestyle
change.
Okay,
he is committed.
I like it, though.
He is committed to it.
He's done what you have to do to get yourself into shape. You got to trick your mind into thinking that,
that
exercise
is fun.
Is fun.
Yeah.
I think
in other words, you got to tell yourself a big ball face lie and then go ahead and go with it.
No, if you do the right exercise, though, it is fun.
That's right.
It, like, if I was just supposed to go run every day, I'd have quit and just got a box of Twinkies and...
Yep.
Well, no, because that's where I was at. Okay, I tried it.
Because running's not fun, but
I really wasn't committed.
Running is fun when you're chasing your wife. That's what I do.
She
runs like
back when I was young. I remember those days.
When we go running,
it's been 20 years ago, but you know.
Well, she goes running. She runs like a deer, graceful, no problem. And I look like a cow going to the feed trough, so she's always ahead of me. But the whole time, I'm just trying to catch her.
Trying to keep up.
I'm just trying to catch her.
Yeah, I don't do running.
And that, to me, that's fun. I enjoy that. Because one day, I'm going to beat her. It's going to take me a minute.
Hey, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I guarantee you.
I bought Allison some pink boxing gloves.
Uh-oh.
And she'll show up like once a week and... And you know,
oh, you need to get them kids on that boxing bag.
Carter wants to, but he lightweight division.
Oh, crazy
man.
Legs!
Yeah, he's
crazy
legs. You talking about that?
Crazy legs.
He's
Carter.
He's got his daughter, Sage, in the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, she just turned 7.
No, look, and they got a little deal that they kind of pump hands to, you know, to start the match. Wait, I'm talking about as soon as she does this. To the guy, the kid's hand, and it's the boy. She's on him. She's on him and done pinned him.
Yeah.
Sage, look,
she's very aggressive.
Oh, no, it's hilarious.
She's been that way her whole life.
Oh, no, no, it's hilarious to watch. And look, and she loves it.
You know,
she,
when
she
I
She's making
started,
up okay. for all them times Papa Phil scared her oh, when yeah. she was a kid.
Oh, he scarred her for about 3 years. She was a baby. He
no,
was,
no, she just, when I walked in the room, she just starts yeah. crying.
Well, let me say why. Because we were sitting in the pew in front of Phil and Kay. She was in her mama's lap. She was about two. Phil taps her on her shoulder. She turns around. And Phil goes, "What are you doing, little girl?" And she busted out. I mean, got this far from her face. Oh, yeah, she yeah. busted out bawling. And she scared of men with beards for 3 years.
Oh, absolutely. I used to walk up to her. She'd just start walking the other way. I go, "No, no.
No, 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 no. Yeah. No.
Phil did that to me, but I was 18.
Yeah.
I was scarred.
Did you start bawling too?
Owens? Yes, I did.
Phil's a scary individual.
He loves making little kids cry. I don't know what it is.
And grown men.
And grown men.
And boys.
All things in between.
He's a hard man.
Stone breaking all the molds with raising girls, though. That's pretty cool. He yeah. got one that's arguably a better hunter than 50% of the grown men out there. Because
yep.
she's calm.
She's way better than
that's right.
She's patient.
Me,
she's calm.
And Si.
And now you got one that'll choke you out.
Yep.
Like, I don't know.
So you
He's
come around
one.
That you come
He's
around that stone
one.
Household. If you make it past a rifle, you liable to get
well,
choked
no,
out.
No, no, no.
So
He's got one that is very, very proficient with guns.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, and when I say very proficient, she don't miss. Okay.
Oh.
Si, do you miss?
Yes, I miss. I missed one
oh.
the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And
have
and
we
he,
seen that?
And I
day?
Find out he's been showing the world that I miss.
Huh? Have
okay.
We,
I
have
come
we
back home
it?
And find out. He laughed at me when he was in
Johnny
the stand.
D.
That was bad
can
enough.
Can we see Si shot on the deer?
If you sent it to me, I can't put it up there.
He's inviting the whole world
oh.
to see it, okay?
I think I've seen it.
Hey, when you're with these clowns, you got to have thick skin, boys.
That's right.
Here's the deer deal. Not the deer, because it's alive and well. Yeah, it
well,
wasn't even
the deer
frightened.
Is doing just fine.
That deer here's still got happened. That 1,000-mile stare
hey,
in its eyes
no,
trying
no,
to figure out
no,
what happened.
No, no, look, here's
it
what happened.
It didn't even notice it was so far
hey,
away.
Here's what happened. I wasn't even thinking when I yanked that trigger.
You
okay?
don't say. All right, folks at home, we are going to show you how not
to hunt
to shoot a deer.
Yeah, right. And look, hey, everybody makes mistakes, so it's best to laugh at them.
The good
right.
news is
that's
it was
right.
a big doe.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody that tells you that they have never missed a
oh.
bald faced
well,
liar.
Let me tell you something this year. September 4th, Wyoming, about 7:30 in the morning. So we ain't going to miss with my top pin. So look, I... preaching to the choir here.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that deer's 18 yards, and I shot him for like 11, I guess. I don't know. I was shot. I didn't even come under. I didn't touch him.
I missed about 6 deer before I ever shot one.
Yeah
but that's because you jittery.
Hey.
You get shook up.
You know how many, bullfrogs missed?
None. Has she really never missed?
It's nope. coming.
It come one day.
Oh,
but it better be about 700-800 yards, be safe. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It'll come one day whenever, because you get relaxed in it, and then you get lazy, and all of a sudden you ain't paying attention.
Yeah.
Well,
you miss the stick.
He trained her, okay? And, like, I needed training because I did not do what he trained her to do.
We fixed to go to range.
Yeah, this is my only,
days.
Only your finger is supposed to
so
move.
So let's title this segment. Shoot. Deer hunting with elders.
Yeah. So here's my favorite part. This is a video of a video.
Video, yeah.
Are you ready, Si?
I took a video of the video.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I already had this in sausage.
Are right. you
Boom!
Oh!
Grief, that was 8 foot over
again. Ladies and gentlemen,
I
if
thought
you're confused,
it was a couple of feet.
Hey,
no!
You got to look at the positive. You were perfect left and right.
That's right. Left and right was good.
But you needed two more of her stacked on top of each other.
Oh, no. Hey, no.
Look at that.
Hey, she'd have had to been the way out when that officer asked me how did they get that Duke's knife engine across the pond? It's 25 of them were standing on one of them's shoulder. You could have stacked another 10 on that deer's shoulder and I'd have missed them.
My favorite part of this video, you may be able to hear the audio whenever we put it in the podcast, but Si goes, Are you on him? Stone doesn't even get the S of yes out. Boom!
Wait, there's audio over her head. I want to play the audio.
Well, hey, there's no
listen,
doubt.
Listen how quick Si shoots when he's ass. You on her? Yeah. Boom!
And then what does he say?
Did I shoot over that deer?
And then I said, you shot way over it.
Yeah.
That'd be what you call a Hail Mary.
You're throwing
like Jameis Winston now.
Oh, no. Hey, that was what you call, like you said, that's a Hail Mary. Now, that deer is never going to die.
I'm surprised the deer moved.
Oh, it's loud.
It's a few fields over.
Oh, that's good.
No, I got a can on the end of that weapon. So.
Oh. Well, let's take our next break. Si, we'll get back on you when we come back.
Look at the dust.
I mean, but Si, you're trained in weapons, like classically trained, some might argue.
No, I'm saying what happened.
Hey,
that's the what middle. Happened? Mm-hmm. There was no brain functioning at the time.
No. Oh.
Okay. I mean, no. I'm telling now.
Were you nervous because it was going to look so good on your wall?
No, look, I was already frying sausage from that deer.
Oh, he was listening.
He was hungry.
Okay. He was listening to that grease pot.
Hold on, I'm serious. I'd already killed it and took it to the sausage man and was cooking it.
Oh. You know,
before I actually done what BK, like Stone tells BK, all you need to move, darling, is your trigger finger.
That's it.
Nothing else.
My whole body.
Did you start peeking too? Was he looking?
Hey, what I done right there, I can tell you what I done right there. That's about how bad I jerked it.
He looked to the heavens and then pulled the trigger.
This is for our listeners. Okay, go ahead, pull the trigger.
That's amazing.
No thought process at all.
But your left and right was good.
Yeah.
You perfect.
Well, no, because when Stone said you shot way over, I said, well, good grief, when I pulled the trigger, I had it right on her shoulder. The crosshairs was right on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Then he said, you shot about 2 foot over. I said, no, when I've seen it now, no, it wasn't 2 foot. That's about close to 6 foot.
I said 10.
Yeah, that's at least six.
That was over at least six foot.
And this is a gun BK killed her.
Oh, no. Look, that gun had just dropped two the morning before.
Okay.
Because I told Stone, I was looking at it, and I said, hey, the crosshairs don't look like they're straight up and down. He said, hey, we shot two with it already. I said, it's right. Okay.
So I said, I don't know about this optic here. I said, no, that's Bullfrog's weapon. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
It's up and down, and hey, it's right.
Well, look, it takes a big man to admit when it's the Indian and not the arrow.
That's it.
You know?
No, hey. Look,
because most people start that you hit me, you knock me sideways.
Yeah, there's some brush.
Everything
some brush.
But
some brush in my got hung up. In
oh
my,
no no yeah. no! Because hey, look, that's a good. That's why I always get on them when they said, the ducks will come in, and I start shooting, and then there's multiple ducks falling.
Yeah.
And all these idiots I'm hunting with have got extra full chokes in their guns. And the ducks are at 15 yards.
I got extra full.
It ain't going to be no multiples falling from your guy's shotgun.
Thank you.
I always say, I love the way you tell me what I kill and what I see I kill with my eyes and my shotgun.
I mean, I can't think of a reason why we wouldn't trust your eyes.
Okay. Yeah. I admit, there was no brain. Hey, when they say they check the person, says he's got any brain waves working?
Yeah.
Trust me, if they had me hooked up, they'd have said, no, he's dead. There's no brain working here. Okay.
Now, I will say this, in Si's defense, it was hot.
Oh, yeah. I hunted that evening, too. It was hot.
Hey, sir, there's no excuse for just what we watched on that film, okay?
Besides, this was from a
zombie pulling the trigger on a rifle, okay? Well,
again,
there wasn't no, It wasn't no brainwave.
Well, I'm going to give you kudos for owning it, because in the world we live in today, most people can't own it. Just when I missed that deer in Wyoming, I just looked at him. I said, well, I blew that. I mean, that wasn't no bow malfunction. It was same way. But I got the peeking. Like, you look back at the footage, and I get here. That arrow ain't – I mean, that string ain't even hit the front of the bow, and I'm over –
You just lose
all good sense.
That's why I've never killed one with a bow, is because I'm playing peekaboo, okay? Mm-hmm. And I haven't released the arrow yet, okay? And when you peekaboo and then let go, it ain't gonna be
doing no peekaboo. That's why I trained bullfrog 1001, 1002, then look up.
Yeah.
You got to keep that head down.
Well, it's really aggravating, like in our case, when you're trying to look. When there's a stupid camera over your shoulder anyway, you're going to get to see instant replay.
Yeah, don't look. You're on camera here.
Now I'm going to have to watch this miss at 18 yards for the next 40 years.
I got news for you, Si. Every time you go hunting, guess what? There's going to be a camera there.
Instant replay. We're going to challenge a ruling on the field.
That's one of the things I keep telling everybody. I said, look, you need to think about this when you're acting up or being bad or going and sinning. God's running the camera 7/24 on you.
Yep, that's right.
7/24.
Okay. 7/24.
Yeah. All right, 24/7.
however you want to run it, hey, the camera
is
on.
He's got the DVD of your life.
That's right.
The sentiment is the same.
That's scary when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, I hope.
I did some stupid stuff in your head.
The good news is, though, after you get baptized and accepted as your Lord and Savior, there's a bunch of deleted scenes.
There you go.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for that.
God is a great editor. Okay. Because like Stone said, when you say he's watching, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You mean he's seen what I did?
That's one of the times where if you ever wonder if you're doing right or wrong, if you keep looking over your shoulder thinking somebody seeing this, you're probably doing wrong.
That's right.
Because
He gave us what we call conscience, okay?
Yeah.
You have no doubt in your mind. You don't have – nobody has to tell you, okay? You know.
Yeah.
Okay? It's like a joke that Mac told when he was preaching. Mike Owens.
Yeah.
About the parrot. he said, you are the ugliest man I've ever seen. And then he talks to the store owner and he says, hey, can you do something with that parrot? And he said, well, what's the problem? He said, well, he just keeps me, every time I walk in here, he's always telling me, you're the ugliest man I've ever seen. Said, I'll talk to him and he'll never say it again. So the next day, comes in to buy some stuff. And he goes by, and the parrot looks at him, and, he said, what do you want? Like that Mac, he said, what do you want? He said, In other words, you're the ugliest man. You're the ugliest man ever. Ain't changed.
Them preacher jokes ain't much.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, at the time, it was actually funny. I didn't tell it right, okay? It was like shooting at that deer. I didn't do it right.
I was just going to say, that don't seem like an Owen joke. That seemed like a Kellett joke.
That was a bad one.
I'm just telling you, I told you.
Got that one from the Baptist seminary there. But anyway, all right, well, let's take our next break. We'll be back right after this.
PreacherJokes.com.
I'll ruin his jokes.
Johnny D.
I do have some good news.
We need to hear about this because this is a cool story.
This is my favorite story so far of the year. My man John from Gaffney, South Carolina, sent me this article. The article is out of Arkansas, which is going to make a lot of sense here shortly.
Okay.
My man Alan, he's 11 years old, and he won the world championship of growing mullets.
Huh.
Look at this kid.
Let's see.
Growing mullets.
Whoa.
What in the world?
Now, that's a good-looking mullet.
I mean, he won the kids' division. I'm sorry. I didn't know there was different divisions. I think he does. What is this ad?
What town in Arkansas is this?
Brooklyn, Jonesboro, Arkansas is where he's from.
That's where your kinfolk live, isn't it, Martin?
Oh, easy now.
I know a lot of people from Jonesboro.
My brother lives in Jonesboro, Arkansas, but he's an import. He ain't a native. Oh, that kid right there looks like a native.
He's a native boy. You can tell.
So, my man, started growing his, I mean, it takes a while to grow a mullet that good.
Oh, yeah.
So he started growing it in 2020 when the world shut down. And then he found out there is a contest where you can win money.
Uh-oh.
For mullets.
How much did he win?
He won $2,500.
What?
Hey.
For having just a stellar mullet. Hey. But the story gets better. My man, he was a foster child growing up. So he donated all of his money to two different organizations in Arkansas.
Huh.
Project Zero and Together We Foster, both are organizations that help out foster, the foster care system and foster kids. So he grew a mullet and was able to donate $2,500 to that.
That's awesome.
Out of a mullet.
And he's a kid.
And he's 11.
He's 11, wow. And he just got $2,500. To him, that's the equivalent of winning a Powerball. Yeah.
And then
and he turned around.
You know what I could have done
it.
With $2,500 at 11 years old?
Yeah, you'd have bought a lot of Warzone stuff.
No, it'd been weird. Yeah.
You'd have shields and costumes and everything else.
I wouldn't have done that. I would have had like a really big TV, though. But he donated it. And so, I mean, we needed to take
what's his
time.
Name?
Alan.
Alan. Alan, we applaud you.
Yeah.
We salute you, young fella. That's awesome, man.
And he got 25,000 votes, which is cool in and of itself, to win.
Good night.
He's in the 25.
But then once people saw he donated his money, they started donating more money.
I bet a bunch of companies and all started matching the donations.
So this kid's raised a ton of money for the foster care system in Arkansas, all because mullets are making a comeback.
No, 11,
kudos to
11.
You.
He's a little too old to introduce to my niece.
Yeah. So kudos.
I mean, he'd
for a good job.
So anyway, that's well, I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, that's cool though. I mean, but look, that's the same deal. I mean, do you have any idea how much money that man sitting beside you is giving away from when he won the lottery, also known as Duck Dynasty?
Duck Dynasty.
Cy gave away more than he kept. Guaranteed.
Yep.
Didn't you?
You're making him uncomfortable.
No, I mean, I know, but I'm just saying.
I know him well enough to know he ain't wanting this
either. No, he don't want the praise for it. And he didn't,
we're going to do it anyway.
He didn't do it for praise, but you find people
in this
world.
I did it for one reason. God bless me, and his word actually says, I will bless you where you can bless others.
Well, and what's cool.
He did his part, and then I did mine.
And you did it for a lot of veterans stuff.
Yep.
Tons of veteran things. And this kid, who grew up in the foster system, did it for fun. It's really cool to see people that have been through something go and give back.
Speaking of that, when I actually was on the road with my band, one of our stops was St. Jude's Hospital, Children's Hospital. And the coolest thing about that up there is all the doctors and nurses. Some of them had cancer when they was a kid.
Hmm.
They went to college, got a doctor's degree in medicine, and then went back to St. Jude's where they can help try to end this pandemic or whatever you want to call it.
Childhood cancer.
Yeah. This scourge on our kids.
Nothing worse than that.
So, you know, because I had told people when I was out, you know, you don't believe in the Almighty and if you don't have a strong family structure, what do you do when this life hits you in the gut? I can handle it if I go to the doctor and they tell me, oh man, you got cancer and you're going your way out. But what do? You go to the doctor and like you 7-year-old, you go and they said Sage is fixed and die of stage 4 cancer.
Mm. I couldn't even fathom.
Yeah. And then the first time it happened when we met Make-A-Wish Foundation kids, we didn't know what to do.
Boy, that's gut-wrenching, wasn't
it? No. Mm. That's why, hey, ever since then when it happens, this kid here will do anything goofy. I will dress up like a big bird or whatever you want to do.
You came dressed in as a clown one time.
No.
Just showed up to work
whatever
in a clown costume.
Whatever it takes to put a smile on that child's face,
yeah,
I will do it.
Absolutely. Okay? And he is telling the truth.
Yeah, no,
he'll do anything.
He ain't bluffing on that.
Will you grow a mullet?
Hey, I'll do anything.
He don't care.
No, I think them days are past.
He's had a mullet.
He got one.
And look, he's got
undo that ponytail. Let's see what we got.
No, I have to say this, okay? Okay, because, you know, the question asked me most by my fans is, okay, what did the show Duck Dynasty do for you, the most important thing? And that would be, okay, it strengthened my faith that God the Father, His Son, and our Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are alive and well, and they're doing the most amazing things with the most unlikely people, yours truly and the rest of my family. Because, hey, we've met these kids that were dying of cancer. Me, personally, I said a prayer for one. 2 years later, okay, he's on death's door, okay? No hair, skin and bones. He's gone. The family has been notified. Okay, he's on his way out, less than a week to live. 2 years later, I see him, okay? He's healthy. He's cancer-free. And all it took was is someone mentioned his name to the creator of the universe, and the creative universe said, yep, it's gone. That happened to all the Robertson family, okay? So, look, they're alive and well and doing great things with the most unlikely people. The Robertson family is a living proof of that.
Yeah. I say that everywhere it goes. So you want to know how the good Lord got a sense of humor? They made Cy a dadgum international celebrity.
Yeah, and hey, look, when he did it, when he had that mole, he threw that mole away. That's what he said.
There'll only ever be one.
No, he didn't throw it away. He put it on his shelf.
What was that movie?
He said, look at that
There can only be one.
That's right. One is more than enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's good stuff. Look, giving hearts are, you know, they're just awesome. And this kid, prime example of that.
Alan has done a great job.
Another prime example of that. Let's take a break. We're going to get in that mailbag when we come back.
Hey, Alan, you got confidence?
You're already growing
the
mullet. All you got to do is cut it into said mullet.
That's it.
You're just missing a pair of clippers. That's all you're missing.
I didn't find them.
But the new mullet has a perm on top.
Uh-oh. Oh, perm, JD.
I think I can
perm.
Get out of there!
Perms are on the comeback.
Perm.
Big, boy,
what's up, Big Perm?
Tickling me, man.
Big Perm.
Hey, Big Perm, tell us what's in that. Tell us what's in that
duckcallroom.com.
Mail.
Let me click over. I'm still on my story from Al. I like to sit here and admire that kid's mullet because it's so cool. Hey. All right. We've got Randall from Dixie County, Florida. That is not his name's not Randall. His name's Adam.
Okay.
So where did you get to Randall?
Oh, well, we're first and middle names. Who knows? But he's a big fan of the Duckman and all the DVDs. So he has a question for all of y'all. Something he's noticed watching the duck hunting movies is Jace's ability to get Cy quite riled up in the duck blind. His question is, Cy and Jace really fuss like that often, or was that just kind of for the show?
My man, Adam's his name?
Adam.
Adam, you want to know why Cy and Jace aren't on the same podcast?
Thank you.
Because it turned into them wrestling matches we was talking about earlier. Somebody would take one from the top rope. They're too alike is the problem.
And see, I didn't even realize that, okay, until my wife told me. We kept him a lot when he was a baby.
It's all making sense.
Yep.
Okay, so now, because guess what his middle name is? It's Jason Silas Robertson.
Yep.
Okay, and we kept him when he was young.
How did he get that name?
And that's another. Kay's in the hospital. I'm there, okay? And she said, you need to go find my husband. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, because I want to know what he wants to name this child I'm fixing to give him. So I go to the river. He's on the river fishing, just, you know, to make the money to live, okay? And he's out in the boat, and I yell, I'm standing on the levee, on the cliff of the river, and yell, hey, Kay wants to know what you want to name this kid. He said, I don't care. I've done my part.
Thank you.
You know? And I said, hey, you're not listening and paying attention to me. Tell me what you want to name this child she's fixing to have. And he said, hey, name it after you. So I went back running there and got to Kay, you're not going to believe this. She said, what? I said, he said, name him after me. And she said, what? I said, hey, I told you you wasn't going to believe it. Yeah. So that's where. But I knew Jason was going to be okay, and like it just tickled Phil to death. We went duck hunting one day. We killed 7 wood ducks. Okay. We come home. We go in there and we start picking them. It's at night. Yeah. We're picking them. Yeah. And we get to ready to clean them. And Phil said, wait a minute. How many ducks did we kill? And I said, 7. He said, we ain't got six of them cleaned here and gutted, picked and gutted. Where's the other one? I said, hey, look. He said, you must have dropped one. I said, nope, I didn't drop it. I said, I brought all 7 of them in here. So, look, Kay goes in to check on the kids. Good night. Jason's got a beautiful wood duck Drake, and he's got it as a pillow.
Ugh.
Okay. And she took Phil in there. When Phil said it, he said, that's what I'm talking about, boys. Hey, I got a son.
That's a little gross. He
said, not favorite, gross.
My favorite argument y'all got into was the, if they're 15 yards from you, they're 15 yards from me, or whatever. 15 yards from me, they're 15 yards from you.
About the 2 pintails?
Yeah. No, this was that the pintails in the elm hole?
Yeah.
No, I know it was
at the, at the berm.
But the one I'm talking about was at the elm hole where it was you the quarterback. You want to be quarterback. You want to be receiver. You want to be – it was in a flood. I remember it because I was sitting there extremely uncomfortable. Because I was in the middle of the 2 of them, and at that time, I hadn't been hunting down there long. And I was like, I just, you saw me on camera in the argument, and then you just noticed I disappeared. Because I was like, they making this kid uncomfortable. If they don't start shooting at each other, I'm out. Like,
hey,
I'm getting under here.
The M hole is a bad place for me and Jason Robinson to run out of.
Yeah.
Okay, because look, we like to come to fisticuffs one day.
Yeah.
Who would win
that? Okay. Look,
that's when Cy flared the 100 mallets.
Oh, yeah. This is, we have been there from 4:30 a.m. Okay. And it's like.
Oh, in the decoys.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
This is 2:30.
I was there.
This is 2:30 in the afternoon. Yep. Okay. And I think we had something like 3 ducks.
It was 12 o'clock.
No, it was about 2:30. It was late because we've been there. So we finally say, Phil says, I'm going to get the boat. I said, well, I'm going to go out and start picking the decoys up.
And what's our rule?
Huh?
What's our rule when somebody goes and gets the boat?
Well, hey, stay in the blind.
With your gun loaded. Yeah,
with the gun loaded till the boat gets back. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm in the decoys, and look, I've done picked up about 15 or 20, and I'm throwing them in some open water over there, and they're splashing. Now, look. All morning long, we have seen mallard ducks sailing into the lake all day long. This is 2:30 in the afternoon. We've been watching this for all day.
And here they come.
So look, for about 15 or 20 minutes, I've been making splash, splash, splash.
Stone's
well, guess
still
what?
Upset about this.
200, about 100 ducks. Down there on the lake, heard all that, so they get up and here they come.
So you have him to thank for this.
No. Hey, we'll sit there till dark and never seen another duck.
That's where the story takes a wrong turn.
No. Hey, that's where the story is honest and truthful. Okay, anyway, so here comes these mother ducks. Jason says, hey, get a tree. I'm looking at the shadows of the ducks on the water. So all I do is I might get wet. I sit down and I'm by a brook brush, piece of brush.
Yeah.
You know, I sit down and the only thing out of the water is my shoulders and my head.
And when he says brook brush, it was one twig.
Hey, it was one bush, but hey, it was brush.
Now let me interject here.
He was wearing camouflage.
How long ago was this?
At this point, I had gotten out of the blind also to help Si pick up the decoy.
Yeah.
Your boy was wet from his neck down. Yeah. That's how low I got. Because when I saw it, I said, uh-oh.
Now, hey, here's the best part of this, okay?
He says,
look, yo, they're in, and look, Jason is the only one that's got a gun. So he raises up and he shoots 3 times and kills one mother drake at about 125. When I look up, there's ducks 50 yards above my head. And I'm saying, he said, well, I killed one. I said, well, why didn't you kill 3? I said, because you shot at one that was 125 yards high. There was 30, 50 yards above my head. Well, hey, we'd have to come fish.
Got to deflect the blame on somebody.
And that's right. when it got weird.
But that's when it got weird. But with Si's version of the story is I would say 50% true.
It's 95%
because
true.
The 100 mallards that I was in the blind with Jace, Phil was going to get the boat. Martin had got out to help Si because we watched Si for 10 minutes picking up decoys.
Now, I did stay there for a while, and then I saw Si huffing and puffing. I said, well, yep, I'm going to get out and help him. Phil's got to be getting close.
Martin did say, I remember him saying, somebody needs to help Si. So he gets out. Godwin said, I'll get out. So he's down there, and he's taking a leak under the blind. Martin's on his way to the decoy. Si's in the decoys. Phil's walking to the boat. Me and Jace are in the blind. And Al.
Yeah.
Al was there.
Yeah, it was shoulder to shoulder.
So we look up and look, 100 mallards descend from high.
I heard them. Now, I remember hearing
they didn't get off the water. They descended from the heavens.
They got off the water.
I just remember hearing them go.
Oh, yeah. They got off of the lake.
Best noise on earth.
Jay says, get a tree. Jay says, get a tree. Splashing did not bring them.
Oh,
they came from the moon.
So they come off the lake.
Jay said, get a tree. Martin dives in a brush top. Godwin just stands around the blind. Phil's hiding behind a big tree by the boat. Si's in the middle of the decoy spread with 20 decoys over his shoulder.
Like this.
Like a statue.
Standing there. And all that's above the water is my shoulders and neck.
He's getting mad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
He's getting fired up about it.
Hey, it makes me mad every time we do it because me and Jake like to want the 50 cups.
So the 100 mallards are, I look up and they're doing this. They're coming. I'm talking about feet down. What a ball of 100 mallards coming in the woods in the decoys. Yeah. Of course, they saw Si. And they flared straight up. They flared up. Jace raised up. They didn't see it.
They didn't see me.
Jace raised up, shot three times, and miraculously hit one. And Si was right about this. That duck was about 100 yards.
He was 100 yards high. Yeah. And look, that was 50 yards over my head.
And I'll never forget it.
I had time to get out of the brush top before the duck hit the water.
Yeah. And hey, here's the deal. Him and Al did not fire a shot.
I had my gun racked.
Yeah, and I'm looking at me and Jason getting on me and said, I said, hey, look, I've been throwing and splashing for 15 minutes.
Do you know what happened after that? So the rest of that week, did not leave that duck blind till dark.
Oh, yeah.
And that was somewhere about the time they broke me and said, I got to find a better mousetrap.
I'm out of here.
This is misery.
That's
so
why,
I'll never forget
Martin's. Said, okay, I got to get me somewhere to hunt besides with them idiots, okay, because I ain't hunting.
I'll never forget it, because I remember after Jace killed that duck, he turned and looked at me.
Oh, man.
And he
big
said,
mad,
he said, if I had a piece of cane, I'd whip everybody here.
Yeah, big man. Big man.
Oh, we got just like this.
I remember it. And then I told Kay.
He's sitting there, both his fists doubled up.
About 15 years ago?
No.
It's been probably 11. I bet it's been 10, 11 years ago.
It would have been a good fight 12 years ago.
Yeah. I literally doubled mine up, too, because I said, hey,
The best part about that
you
was,
don't know how tough
the best part
like
about
that.
It, we got back to Phil's house. We always ate lunch after duck hunt. Yeah. Somebody had told Kay about it. Well, Phil, we got out in the yard. Phil said, all right, everybody gather around.
Oh, yeah, we had a team.
It was hollering.
Oh, yeah.
Hollering and screaming and carrying on. You know, I was thinking, well, Phil's fixed to calm everybody down and give us a little lesson. So he gathered us up in a circle. He said, let me tell you boys something. One time, I'm going to say it. When I go to get that boat.
Nobody leaves the
you
blind.
You better not leave that duck blind.
Nobody leaves the blind.
So instead of calming everybody down, he just chewed everybody out.
Yeah, we had a team meeting, a little rally cry that day.
That is a fantastic story.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
And, you know, we'll be telling our grandkids.
Oh, I think that's
the
maddest I've ever seen, Jason.
Oh, I know.
He tried to blame all of us.
Was the problem.
It was that close.
And then when I come out of the brush, just pouring water out of everything, like I said, it wasn't me, bro. Y'all said get a tree. Your boy got a tree.
I'm looking at the shadows of ducks on the water.
Thank you. They wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for him.
Look, if I'd have moved, they're going to flare anyway.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for this walk down memory lane, Adam.
Adam, what a great question. Have they ever fought for real?
We were all eating lunch that day, and Kay looked over at Jay. She said, Jason, have you been respecting your elders?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She climbed him. She climbed him, son.
Oh, my goodness.
I was sitting there trying to figure out, do I laugh? Do I run? Do I cry?
Your boy would have been gone.
I'm doing a big chuck roast tonight. You want to come over and eat some chuck roast?
Yeah.
Play some domino.
He's interested.
Yeah, I'll do that. Hey, the thing that got me about it, there's no doubt in my mind. If I hadn't got up there and splashed for 15 or 20 minutes,
them ducks would never
was never a duck going to fly.
Thank you.
You're right. It was a gar up until that point.
Oh, no. We ain't killed duty squad all day. But they were like
12.
No, sir. It was 2:30. Okay.
It was like ones and twos. I remember.
Still arguing about it.
It had been all day long, and we wasn't killing nothing.
All right.
And I couldn't watch the old man anymore pick up decoy. I couldn't do it.
Hey, but so here's what's funny. We just totally ran out of time.
We got a verse on forgiveness?
Well, I have a lot of great things still planned, and we've gone over time.
Yeah.
But Ashley is about to have a baby. She's a faithful listener, and she wants to know which of us to name her newborn baby after, if it's a boy.
But that all depends on what she wants him to act like.
Yeah, and we just learned what happens if you name him after Silas.
Here's one thing you don't name him Silas.
I don't want that responsibility, so one of you boys can take it.
So Ashley, probably going to go with like a Bobby or something, your best bet.
No, I know one of them,
not
too.
Not Willie. Yeah.
No, I know one of
or
them,
or just
too.
Like a David. But not John David.
David's a good name.
David's a solid
name. That's a biblical
name. Or a John David. Anyway.
Oh, here we go.
Psalms 42 and verse 1. And I'm going to start with an extra part. Just like the Just like the deer shot at. As the deer pants for streams of water. Because you missed him.
Yeah.
So my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? As the deer pants for the waters.
After he just got through running.
Because he was scared and he was thirsty.
When he heard that loud noise.
She was fine.
We'll see y'all next time right here in a duck call room.